a winning weekend for the Carr family, and a statement on sportsmanship from the Student Advisory Council. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. How about the night Tommy Carr had for the Saline Hornets in Week 3?
Lots of time. Carr's looking around, looking around. Now he scrambles to the right. He's pointing directions. He sees Jerry down the field for a 48-yard touchdown catch. Touchdown Hornets.
That was Justin Hobbs on the call for the Saline Live video crew. Playing conference rival Dexter, Carr threw for 508 yards and 8 touchdowns in a 61-34 win. The 8 passing touchdowns is the second most in MHSAA history for a single game, and the passing yardage is tied for 13th most in a game. Carr added a rushing touchdown, making him accountable for 9 total TDs in a game, which has only been topped 3 times in MHSAA history. Tight end Lincoln Keys caught 3 of the touchdowns, and Carson Cherry and Austin Abbott hauled in 2 each. 6 of Carr's passing TDs came in the second half, a half that saw Saline come back from being 8 down at halftime. The win moves Saline into the number 1 spot on the Division 1 playoff points list. Dexter is 6th in Division 2. And the day after the win, Carr's brother CJ led Notre Dame to its first victory of the season. For a look at the record book or the playoff points list, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Okemos Soccer's Carter Haremski. He scored twice in a 3-2 win over Grand Ledge. Okemos is undefeated this year and has captured an outright CAAC Blue title for the first time since 2019. Gibraltar Carlson tennis player Kyle Salisbury. He had a straight sets win at number 1 singles, helping the Marauders to a 6-2 team win over Trenton, giving Trenton their first league loss this season. And to the Marysville volleyball team, who knocked off Fraser in 4 sets in a battle of MAC White Division unbeatens.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the volleyball court today, and it's a tight rally in the third set. Team A's outside hitter digs up a powerful spike, and then her setter contacts the ball a couple of times while trying to set it, and then sends it back to the outside hitter, who's right there to play it. As the referee, you might think multiple contacts occurred. But thanks to the updated Rule 9-4-8C, because the ball was next directed to a teammate, that second contact is legal and play should continue on without a whistle. This rule explicitly removes that judgment call when no advantage is gained, reducing interruptions and coach-official disputes. So in this scenario, you let it ride, no call, no stoppage, just free flow and fairness.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. For the second year in a row, the MHSAA's Student Advisory Council has recorded a message on sportsmanship.
High school sports are meant to be fun.
We love to represent our school.
And we care about our sports.
We know you do too.
And because we all care, it can sometimes get intense.
So let's make the experience more fun for everyone.
We know it's easy to react and shout during games.
But we all make mistakes.
The game is more enjoyable when we hear positive cheering.
Referees are human. Respect their decisions. They aren't perfect.
When you feel like yelling, remember that you represent our school.
We want to win, but just remember to keep the energy positive towards all.
During the season, we spend a lot of time with our coaches. They have a tough job.
Please accept their decisions.
And be thankful for all the time they devoted to making us better.
Thank you for coming to our games and always supporting us.
We couldn't do this without you.
For more on this Student Advisory Council or to see or read their message on sportsmanship, please go to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.